Hi, this is Michael Homula, Executive Director of ICU Mobile, the pioneer and leader of Mobile Pregnancy Center Ministry. And here in our office, we listen to Do Not Keep Silent and the Worldview Warriors because they are boldly proclaiming the name of Christ. And they're challenging his followers to do the same, to not keep silent about the gospel, to be revolutionaries just like our Savior Jesus Christ was. The people at Do Not Keep Silent and Worldview Warriors are revolutionaries. They're boldly going forth and trying to encourage the growth of the kingdom of God. And what I think is interesting and why it's powerful for us is they recognize the unique mission field that's here in the United States. It's not that we don't understand there's a great mission field abroad. We do, and certainly our ministry does that, but we understand that there's a huge gap in the United States of people who have no idea about who Jesus Christ is. They have no idea about the Word of God. They don't realize this is a message for all people, and Do Not Keep Silent is boldly professing that, and more importantly, sharing stories of other ministries and other leaders who are doing the same.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
So really, this is more than just music for you guys, isn't it? It's about ministry.
The last year I've seen a big growth in what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, before we were just, not that we were just trying to be rock stars, but that was kind of a part of our vision, is just going, hey man, we just want to have fun. We just want to play music for people. We just blah, blah, blah. And I think this last year has really seen us grow and go, especially like even with that show, like it just changed everything for me. It went from going like, you know, I'm glad that we play music, to we have to do this. This is where we need to be right now. Maybe we're not called to it forever. We're not called to it. God's timing's everything, like we're saying. But for right now, this is where we need to be, and we need to use it to the best of our ability. It's a good thing to just learn from every outlet you can.
Oh, absolutely. I do want to tell you this, John, and I believe it's a word from the Lord, is I've seen you grow too. I really have. We've known each other how long? 5 years, I think.
Oh, 5 years. Yeah, we figured it out.
It's 5 years, and friends, I want to share this with you guys out there. Is it's true? Highland, again, like he said, not that they were, that their only goal is to be rock stars, but I see that they are spiritually growing. And friends, if you're looking for a show to bring in, an event, I really want to encourage you to check out Highland, okay? Absolutely, because I just want you to know, I sense the Holy Spirit really moving in you, and you're allowing the Spirit to do what the Spirit needs to do. That doesn't mean you're there yet, though.
I have a saying that says, God's going to work in spite of you or through you, and you choose which one it's going to be. And so for years, God worked in spite of us, but now we're finally letting him work through us, and it's a different ballgame just from what we're seeing happening.
And I just want you to know, you are definitely way more humble right now. It's just nice seeing this man you become. So praise God for that.
That's the second time I've heard that today. So that means people are watching me grow, and they know where I've been too.
And, you know, everybody out there, again, you can find out information. Is it Highland Rocks? Just Highland.
Highlandofficial.com is our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So highlandofficial.com, that's with a Y, it's Y-L-A-N-D, official.com, and you're on Facebook and all that, I'm sure, too, right?
Of course.
Where everybody lives. To finish this up, if there was just one thing you could share with our listeners, and we've gone, I think, pretty deep in this interview anyway, but, you know, I really appreciate the story you shared with the young boy. But, you know, if there was one thing you could share with our listeners, let's say they're an atheist or an agnostic, okay? You know, what would you share with them? What do you think God's laying on your heart right now to share with those people who are, they're listening and hearing what you're saying, but maybe they're just not believing it?
Sure. I think it really comes down to as simple as, let's look around you. Life is too complex, and there's so much love that God wants to show you that it's kind of like just being like, okay, well, maybe you spent your whole life saying, well, God's a crutch. Well, maybe he is, because a crutch is support. And going through life without support when you're broken, it's way too hard. You don't heal right. And I think sometimes you just got to let him in. Like, he spends so much time chasing you. So why don't you just stop for a second and give it a shot? And I just think that it's just interesting to see what God can do when you'll let him. And I think we spend so much time saying, no, God, it's cool. I broke my leg, but I got this. I got this. I can do this. I don't need you. But you're not going to heal right. And you're going to spend your whole life limping when you could have gotten healed right, correctly, with love and with grace. And I know there's a lot of Christians that have probably hurt you. There's a lot of people that have hurt you. But God is love. And we're just humans trying to do our best to show it. And we fail too because we're human beings. And perfect love casts out all fear. And so I just would encourage you to stop being scared and stop being afraid of something bigger than yourself. I just want to share one quick word I got from a pastor the other day. And it said, we need to deal with believers and non-believers differently. Of course, they're sinning. Of course they're sinning. They live under a worldly social model. Of course they're sleeping with whoever. Of course they're doing drugs. Of course they're that. That's exactly what they've been told to do. They're just following a different system. And so as Christians, we're not called to judge that in any way. Of course they're doing that. Our job is to love them through it and help them find the hope that we have. That's it.
And friends, you know what? You've heard me say it before. We're not building a program or an institution. We are building the kingdom of God. It's about our mindset being changed. It's about just living out the kingdom. It's a mindset. It's a spiritual awakening. That's what it is.
I was going to say, exactly. I was going to say awakening. It's like waking up and seeing the world with just overpouring of love. No judgment. We're just kids.
And you know, it's so hard to do that because we've forgotten, I think.
I think our brains are so, we take in so much content, so much info. We're in an information age. We take in so much content that we have to categorize to function. And God doesn't need categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times I think we think we're better than God because God allows us to have free will. And sometimes we don't allow our friends to have free will. We try to manipulate them to do what we want them to do. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. I think you'll see it a lot of times. You'll see just emotionally delivered messages that it's like, make this decision in the moment, in the emotion. It's like, no, this is a decision you need to make with everything. And I think that we see it from every aspect. And we see it from both sides of the aisle, too. You'll see a lot of people being manipulated into decisions, being manipulated into agreeing to something. And the truth is, it's got to come from the heart. It doesn't come from a moment. It comes from everything coming together at the right time, because God is always pursuing us. Mm-hmm. Always pursuing us.
Yes. Absolutely. Hopefully you like this interview, everybody. Again, I've been sitting down with John Lewis from Highland. And again, go to highlandofficial.com. That's Highland with a Y. Official.com for more information. And John, again, I thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.